power corrupts. Time has proven this to be true. There is simply too much selfishness at the core of our human nature for us to withstand the lure of power. They use it for their own gain and for the gain of those close to them. Abuse of authority does not pertain to politicians alone. We find it everywhere. The question for us is this: how do we overcome this corrupting power of authority? Today's readings point the way. The first reading explains that all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron. King David made an agreement with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. By and large, he was a good king, but the kings who succeeded him, with few exceptions, were not good kings. They brashly abused their authority. But, however, one of David's line, Jesus of Nazareth, did not abuse his authority. He became the servant of all. After John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." To carry out the will of the Father, Christ inaugurated the kingdom of heaven on earth. This kingdom is not of this world, as he himself tells us, "My kingdom is not from hence." Now the Father's will is to raise up people to share in his own life. He does this by gathering people around his Son, Jesus Christ. This gathering is the church on earth, the seed and beginning of the kingdom. Christ stands at the heart of this gathering of people into the family of God. By his word, through signs that manifest the reign of God, and sending out his disciples, Jesus calls people to come together around him. But above all, in the great paschal mystery, his death and resurrection, he would accomplish the coming of his kingdom. "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." Into this union with Christ, all people are called. We have said that the church on earth is the kingdom of God. Pope Benedict quotes Origen as saying that Jesus himself is the kingdom of God in person. Jesus himself is the kingdom. The kingdom is not a place. It is not like worldly kingdoms. It is a person. It is he. But there is yet another interpretation of the kingdom of God, which is most important for us individuals. It is based on the saying of Jesus, "The kingdom of God is within you." It is the kingdom of the Our Father, "Thy kingdom come." By this we pray that God may reign in our hearts. It sees our hearts as the essential location of the kingdom of God. Those who pray for the coming of the kingdom of God pray without any doubt for the kingdom of God that they contain in themselves, and they pray that this kingdom may bear fruit and attain its fullness. For in every holy person, it is God who reigns, exercises dominion, is the kingdom of God. For God reigns in each of his holy ones. Anyone who is holy obeys the spiritual laws of God, who dwells in him as in a well-ordered city. The Father's present in the perfect soul, and with him Christ reigns, according to the words, "We shall come to him and make our abode with him."